TexasScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
13, 12, 11, deep left corner, Carter Plyman hemmed in, throws it out to Holman, cross court to Jamison Meyer, deep right corner, Jacob Plyman, open, goes to the basket with five to go,
wow.
And knocks it down, he banked it in.
It is a well-honed, highly skilled, amazingly talented basketball team that is winning this state championship in boys D4. The Trojans will dribble out the final 20 seconds, leading 60-44. Again, it was 16-0 Botkins after the first 4 minutes. Botkins, after a great challenge from Columbus Grove, which cut it to 2 in the third quarter. Trojans have pulled away to win it big time. And guess what? Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3. In the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24. And McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Botkins. Botkins High School won the boys D4 state championship in March, and it is only fitting that we open our boys coverage here in 2021-2022 right here at the Botkins Gym. The roar in the background is for the JV game. It's a thriller. The preliminary tilt has 20 seconds to go. It's 27-25. Botkins up the 2. Last thing we want is an overtime, Chuck. We get an OT. We may not start the varsity till 7:30 or 20 of 8.
Well, good JV officials will never let a JV game go into overtime.
Yep, Jackson Center just did a sloppy pass with 8 seconds left, and Botkins up by 2. Botkins gets the loose ball. Here's a layup at the buzzer. No, Botkins will circle it back out. 2.1 to go in the JV game. Botkins 27, Jackson Center 25. Varsity game, Chuck. Remember the second meeting between the two varsity teams a year ago? Botkins 29, Jackson Center 26. may not be a whole lot more scoring in our second game tonight than we've got in game number one. The defense is certainly way ahead of the offenses, and recalling last year, Bodkins and Jackson Center boys, by far the best two defensive teams in the county 1 year ago.
Yeah, Jackson Center is always one of the best defensive teams in the area, but boy, Bodkins, besides having a juggernaut offensive, because, I mean, they had kids that could score from everywhere, but you're right. When they went through kind of a swoon in the middle of the season and their offense kind of got stagnant, they still won games because of their defense.
Bodkins went 27-3 last year. Jackson Center 19-7. This early season contest, opening night this evening, so important. These games right now, every bit as significant as those played in the county in the month of February. Because last year, Bodkins and Anna tied for the league championship at 10-2. Jackson Center was 8-4. If Jackson had beaten Bodkins in one of those two regular season meetings, they would have matched records. So, much like Fort Loramie Rushi girls, this past Tuesday, this game tonight is so significant because these two clubs are going to be right there at the finish line when this race winds down in late January and February.
Well, that's what I used to tell my kids all the time. I said, this game tonight is every bit as important as later in the season because, hey, a win against Jackson tonight, a win against Bodkins tonight counts when it comes time to seeding. It comes time for winning the league.
Right.
You know, and winning the league is what they come out to try to do in the first place.
Bodkins Trojans return Jacob Plyman, Carter Plyman, 6'6", 6'5". Carter's grown an inch and a half. Jacob another half, three quarters of an inch. Jamison Meyer logged a lot of minutes last year. He returns. Dylan Topp was a sixth and seventh man a year ago. He's back for Bodkins this season. Jamison Meyer dropped in four threes in the first meeting last year between these two teams, one in each of the four quarters. Bodkins won that early season opener last year at Jackson with a big fourth quarter spurt, 68-55. Right. And then Bodkins won a defensive tussle, but 3 points, 29-26, second time around. But Jacob Plyman and Carter Plyman need to have a big night tonight. No Aiden Reichert for Jackson Center. Four starters return, but the dynamic of this Jackson Center team will be altered because there is no Aiden at 6'5 in the middle.
Well, and that's who they went to, obviously, in clutch situations.
Right.
Now, I think that Carson Regula has a chance to be a really good scoring player for them, but he's got to get the mindset that now he's the one, he's the guy. And sometimes it's hard to change your mindset from being, the man handling the ball and looking for Reichert, and now you're the one that in clutch situations, you need to score.
Jace Mullenauer, a sophomore a year ago, came on strong the second half of the year, wound up averaging double digits. He's a junior. He's back to help Regula. That might be the 1-2 jump shooting punch for Jackson Center.
Well, yeah, and then you throw Fark in there. Good shooter, good defender. Jackson, early in the season especially, is going to have to rely on their defense to win basketball games until they get kind of a continuity. I'm not sure. You look at the rest after the ones we talked about, they're not people that I know. They're names that I know because their last names are Jackson Center names.
Right.
But now you've got to, like Carlos Siegel had to do, you got to find the rotation that works best for you, and you're not going to have it tonight. You're going to get it as the season goes on.
You alluded to Nolan Fark. He will start for Jackson Center. Camden Reese is back. He will start. And that fifth starter will be Lucas Hartle, a 5'10 sophomore, or Bryson Roberts, a 5'11 junior. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com for the opening night of boys basketball here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Maryville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, Tip City, home of the big boy, and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Com and Minster, S-E-C-U-R, Com, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. In addition, thanks to Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangerman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And the Family Resource Center based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. The new head coach for the Bodkins boys is Phil Groves. He's not new to Bodkins. Coached the girls the last 3 years. Fine mark, good record, 43-29. Prior to that, several seasons with Brett Meyer. He was the boys' JV coach, Chuck, and an assistant to Coach Meyer. I talked with Phil earlier this week, and he took over the boys' job after coaching 3 years, the girls. He said it was a tough decision. He's excited to be the new boys' head coach, and he wants to, here in 2021, 2022, bring rebounding and defense to Bodkins basketball, just as it happened 1 year ago.
It was a tough decision. Coaching the girls for the last 3 years, it was hard to leave that program, but I embraced the challenge of switching over to the boys, and I really look forward to the opportunity to continue with the progress that's been made over the last 3 years.
Talking about progress, wow. State championship last year, first ever Bodkins boys, beating Richmond Heights and Columbus Grove. Wasn't that magnificent, spectacular finish to the season?
Yeah, it was electrifying the community. It was something that, I've never experienced before, and as a community, it was great to rally behind them, and it was just pure excitement at every level. The kids at school, it was electrifying. But we have to remember that was last year, and now it's time to set our new legacy. So the kids are working hard in practice. They want to create their own identity now for this year and moving forward. So we look forward to the opportunity.
Your approach, your philosophy to coaching basketball, how might it change from girls to boys? How might it change from last year's edition of Bodkins boys to this year?
I coached JV boys for about 6 years. So I think it was more of a transition when going from JV boys to slowing down the pace of the game and the athleticism going to girls. Now to jump back into it, it's definitely different. Seeing guys dunking the basketball and then the speed of the game and just that pure athleticism and strength is definitely a change of pace. So
you graduated some key players from a year ago. That happens every single season. But you've got loads of talent back. It's an experienced group.
Yeah, it's just, we have plenty of pieces. It's just having them find their identity, accepting their roles, and coming together and meshing as a group. We have lost some guard play, lost some defense, but we have a lot of guards coming back. Carter Plyman's going to to run the one at times. Jaden Wendell's going to run the one. Jamison Meyer, you know, they're all good ball handlers. And just we're going to look at each matchup and then see who puts us in the best situation to handle the ball every game.
What impressed me so much about Bodkin's boys basketball last year was the club was so well-rounded. Defense was excellent, and that kept you in that Richmond Heights game, and you've got excellent defensive players returning.
Yeah, it's something that we stress and we emphasize every day. You know, we want to defend for 30, 40, 50, 60 seconds at a time, whatever it takes, and finish each possession with a rebound, a box out and a rebound. That's something we pride ourselves in, and if we allow offensive rebounds in games, we run the next day of practice. So our defense, if we're going to be successful, has to be a staple, and it's got to be something that we do well every single night.
You have not backed down from anybody in the preseason. Dublin, Jerome, St. Mary's, Lima, Bath, on your scrimmage schedule.
Yeah, we want to challenge our kids every night. We had a good summer. We played all D1 competition this summer, you know, our preseason we strategically, you know, set that up so that we'd be challenged, and especially right before the start here. We know we're going to have a great challenge Friday night in Jackson Center. Coach Elkert's one of the best coaches in the state, and we know we have to be ready. They're going to come after us, and if we don't give our A game, it's going to be a long night for us.
Phil Groves, new head coach of the Bodkin's boys. Bodkin's last year, Chuck, in the state semifinal, beat Richmond Heights by 4, held Richmond Heights to more than 30 points below their per-game average, knocked out Columbus Grove, second-ranked team in the state championship, 60-44, held them 20-some points below their per-game average.
Well, they got on a heck of a roll at that point, and they played in a really tough district, a really tough region, and then in the state semifinals played probably the most talented Division IV team in the state of Ohio.
Yep.
And pulled that out, and then played their best basketball of the season in that final game. And I think Coach Groves, I think that's a wonderful choice, because as much as you want your parents to understand, your fans, that it may not be a duplicate from last year, but you bring in a new guy, he's a lot easier to hate than somebody you've known for the last 10 years.
But the dean of the boys' coaches in the Shelby County League is Scott Elkert, 23 years, over 2 stints as the mentor of the Jackson Center boys' program.
They talk about the nature of this year's team, of course, without Reichert in the middle. You miss him. The defense, block shots, rebounding. He could score in the post. He got to the foul line for you. You got to replace him, and that changes the whole dynamic of your club.
Yeah, it does. We really like this particular group. I'm excited about their ceiling, but you know, it is only fair to talk about Aiden here for a moment. The fact that he did a little bit of everything for us, and
sure,
I think you just touched upon probably about everyone except for maybe even handled the ball for us a lot, you know.
Yep.
And you know, as we were talking, on paper it looks like we have a lot of experience back, but when you remove Aiden out of the mix, our experience is very deceiving, because everybody's role has completely changed, and we're going to have to adapt to that, you know, starting here tonight.
Talk about your team offensively. I know you hustled up and down the floor a little more last year than in previous years. In fact, I can remember when you blew Anna out at the Rockets gym in the second half of that game.
Yeah.
Will this year's club have that kind of style? Will it be similar? Will you push the ball a little more?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to look to get some easy buckets, and you know, if we got a good shot in transition, we'll take it. This particular group, that's more of their style. But we also know that when the day is done, to win tough games, and the further you go in the season, you get in the tournament time, you're still going to be able to have to grind some out. So, you know, we emphasize that even though we're willing to maybe take some quicker shots than we have in the past, that you still have to, you know, have some dang good half court offensive possessions to win big games.
Quick synopsis of your club offensively. Who comes
back from last year, and who will you rely on?
Well, the good thing I would say is with this particular group, no one particular individual. I feel like any five that we typically put out on the floor are more than capable of shooting the ball. They're also more than capable playing in the post. So, yeah, we don't have Aiden inside, but we have other guys who can actually post up and score in there and know how to kick the ball out. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, I feel good that we don't have to rely on just one or two guys for points.
Yeah, I really like the progress of Mullenauer over the course of the season last year.
Yeah, I mean, he came on strong, and it's what you would expect out of a sophomore that had started from game one, that as the season rolled along, the more settled in you become, then the better you become.
Kellen Reichert out for a week or two here at the start of the year. Who from the JVs might help you?
Yeah, Kellen would have been a projected starter for us, but as you mentioned, it's out here with a stress fracture, but we hope to get him back here soon. And Bryson Roberts and Lucas Hartle are both going to see a lot of varsity minutes and can be contributors, can be very good contributors at this level.
The Shelby County League schedule, it is rugged. Get you ready for the tournament at the end of the season, and you open with Bodkin, second straight year.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an easy opener, but that's what we were delivered, and that's what we've been preparing for all week. So that's about my only comment on the fact that, you know, Bakken's lost a few players, but I would consider them definitely one of the favorites coming into this year because they return an awful lot as well. And they have some size that will make it very difficult on teams to contend with. And so we know we're in for a battle here come tonight.
How well the Jackson Center boys cope with Botkin's size on the inside may very well be the key tonight, Chuck.
Well, and they have to, because of that, they got to stay out of foul trouble. You got to put a, and he coaches this. Coach Groves made the comment, one of the best coaches in the state of Ohio. I've been saying that for years. I agree with him 100%. They got to put a body on people. They got to make sure that Botkin's is not coming down, taking a shot, and then getting two or three putbacks a possession. There's going to be a long night if they don't box out.
Right. We'll have a one-minute radio station break upcoming in just a moment. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For Botkins tonight, the key building components are the experienced players, Jacob Plyman, Carter Plyman, Jamison Meyer, Dylan Topp. These guys need to score and lead the way defensively. For Jackson Center, the dynamic has been modified, as head coach Scott Elkert said a few minutes ago. But Carson Regula and Jace Mullenauer can score double figures. They have a nose and a mind for offense. And Jackson Center will try to play a little more up-tempo than it's done in the past. Those are the key building components for these two teams. The finest building components from the Francis Schulze Company can offer you storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Our one-minute break is upcoming. One-minute break upcoming. Botkins and Jackson Center will tip in just a couple of minutes. It's our boys' lid lifter for the 2021-2022 basketball season. Two-minute break now here on Scores, or I should say a one-minute break on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
We are a favorite of the home crowd at Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's Tavern. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip sirloin dinners, only $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McGee. We are at Botkins where the lights have been turned down for the introduction of the starting lineup for the defending state champion Botkins Trojans. Jacob Plyman, 6'6", Carter Plyman, 6'5", will man spots on the front line. You'll recognize the names of Jamison Meyer and Dylan Topps. Those two young men logged a lot of minutes coming off the bench last year for the Botkins Trojans. And we are awaiting the announcement of the fifth starter. And I believe it's Wendell, who didn't play last year. He played some varsity the year before. In fact, I can recall a game here, Chuck, against New Knoxville a few years back. Wendell made 6 or 7 threes as a freshman in a varsity game.
Yeah, I mean, he was a heck of a good shooter.
Yep.
What he ran into was just these kids that kind of passed him. But this is his time to shine.
Exactly. He is a fifth starter for Botkins. Keep in mind, the Trojans graduated Jake Britty, who helped lead the Trojans to that state championship with a terrific district, regional, and state tournament.
Oh, my goodness. His run through the tournament was as good as anything I've seen. He was terrific and unstoppable. And then, of course, St. Paul was a fine perimeter shooter. He, too, graduated for the Bodkins Trojans. So, essentially, three of five starters. Pretty Powell, Homan, and Paul are the graduates, although good bench players who were on the court a lot last year in Top and Meyer do come back. Opening five for Jackson Center is just as we thought. Camden Reese, 6'3", junior. Jace Mullenauer, 5'10", junior. Carson Regula, 6'1", senior. Nolan Clark, a 6'2", junior. And that fifth starter, I think, is Bryson Roberts, a 5'11", junior. Is 24 out there, Chuck, for Jackson Center? Yes, he is. Opening tip to start the game is won by Bodkins. Trojans have it on the arc 25 feet away. Jaden Wendell wears number four. He's a 5'8 senior. He is in the opening unit, as we thought. Inside shot missed on the play by the Trojans. And Jackson Center tears down the rebound. It's Camden Reese. Four court to our left. Gives it up on the arc to Regula. Ball high overhead for Carson. Swings it opposite to Reese. Reese and Regula play pitch and catch straight away. We played 40 seconds, no score. Bodkins has missed the only shot. Here's Jace Mullenauer up in the air in the right corner. Dumps a pass down, doesn't shoot. Back to Regula, 25 feet out. He is being defended tightly by Carter Plyman. Boy, that is one heck of a matchup right there. 25 feet away, it's Nolan Fark for Jackson Center as the Tigers patiently try to attack this very formidable Bodkins defense. When Bodkins' offense got a little sluggish at times in the tournament last year, boy, the defense helped check the opposition. And in that Richmond Ice game, it was the D that kept the Trojans in. Long three-pointer missed by Jackson Center, which does pull down the long rebound. Regula let it fly, was off the iron with it, but an offensive board by the Tigers. We played a minute 40 here in the first quarter, no score. Here's a twisting reverse layup. It is up there by Regula. It is no good. Hit the rim. The backboard came off. Long three, high right, pumped up there from distance by Bodkins. It is no good from way downtown, but the rebound is tracked down on the play by Bodkins. It goes to Jaden Wendell. Wendell dumps it, low on the right. It is a twisting, maneuvering shot in the lane. Dylan Top.
Wow.
Dylan Top got a little left-hand hooks as he swiveled across the lower part of the paint area and dropped in a six-footer. And it's 2-0 in favor of Bodkins. Jackson Center attacking 30 feet out. It's Nolan Fark. Fark's got the basketball. Pitches opposite. Left baseline, Mullenauer. He tight ropes the stripe underneath the basket, and he's pushed. Dylan Todd made a nifty maneuver across the paint, used his offhand, scored for Bodkins. Only field goal so far in this game. We played 2.5 minutes. Jackson Center in the road gray, orange numbers, orange stripes in the pants. Blitzing down the lane, all the way to the rack goes Mullenauer. He missed the runner right in front. Bodkins defense slid over. It's a charge.
I think that's the right call. I wish he would have called it 15 seconds sooner when it happened.
Bodkins at midcourt. Wendell on the bounce. 2-0 in favor of the Trojans. High left with the ball. It is Jacob Plyman. Near right to Jamison Meyer. In the right corner to Wendell. Ball thrown straight away. Handled there by Carter Plyman on the bounce. 3 minutes gone. Opening stanza, 2-0 Bodkins. We thought it would be a defensive tussle. It is. Possessions are prized. Points will be at a premium all night long. These two clubs totaled 55 points between them in the second meeting last year. Bodkins continues to maneuver. Jamison Meyer cuts. The ball does not go to him. Bodkins still in the bounce. Dribble drive, penetrating outside the lane to the right. Here's a fadeaway shot. Swish! Carter Plyman with a beaut. Wow.
Yeah. He and Top in the tournament just became real forces.
Carter at 6'5 can fade away and shoot over everybody in the Shelby County League, that's for certain. 4-0 Botkins. We played nearly 4 minutes. On the arc with the ball, Jackson center. He goes into the right corner. Shot faked and a pull-up jumper from 15. Rattles around and goes in.
Lucas Hartle.
Lucas Hartle, JV last year. Very nice player. 5'10 sophomore. Got one to drop. It wanted to spin out. It stuck on the rim long enough and fell through. 4-2 in favor of Botkins. Here's Carter Plyman. Now a fadeaway. Foul line extended left. Made one from the right a moment ago. That one missed. Long rebound. Jamison Meyer guns a 28-footer. Hit the back. Brace no good. Loose ball. Rebounding foul. Jackson center. It goes on Reese. 3:39 left opening period. It is 4-2. Botkins in the lead over Jackson center. Midcourt inbounding the ball for Botkins is Carter Plyman. And he bounces it to Wendell, left side of the timeline. Now he steps to the right end of the front court. Carter Plyman 25 feet away. Jacob straight on. Camden Reese on him. Jameson Myers got it. Picked up by Molenauer, 30 feet out. 3:26 to go in the first quarter. It's a baseball score. 4-2 Botkins. And Chuck, we may not get to 29-26, which was the score in the second meeting last year between the two.
Not at the pace we're at.
Here's Jameson Meyer on a weave. Goes to Wendell, high left. Dumps it down low on the left to Carter Plyman. Hits a trailer in the lane. Running one-hander. Rim! Dylan Topp couldn't get it to go. Rebound Jackson center. Good board down in the inside to Camden Reese, and Jacob Plyman's on his shoulder. 3 minutes and a second to go in the first quarter. And to say points are at a premium is an understatement. Only 6 scored so far in the first 5 minutes of this contest. Bouncing to midcourt, Camden Reese. Outside the arc on the right, it is Carson Regula. Regula dribbling. He scored 17 against Botkins in opening night a year ago. Here's a fadeaway outside the lane to the right by Mullenauer, and it fell short. It caught iron, and the rebound dropped right into the hands of Carter Plyman of Botkins. Easy board. He boxed everyone off. 4-2 Botkins, 2:28 to go in the first quarter. Wendell at midcourt, hands it off to Jamison Meyer. Mullenauer on him. Ball thrown right side, Carter Plyman. Popping out is Jacob. Here's Jacob setting and shooting. Good! Three-pointer by the big man. Wow, Botkins lulled everyone to sleep, including me, for a second. And Jacob Plyman lofted in a bomb. He has really improved his range during his career.
Well, at 6'6", he can certainly see over the defense.
Yep, he and Carter both can. 7-2 in favor of Botkins. Here's a fadeaway from the right wing. It is chucked up there on the play by Hartle. No good. Hit the rim, backboard, and came off. Board snared by Carter Plyman to midcourt for Botkins. Hand off to Wendell. Minute 38 to go in the first. Foul line extended right. Back to the basket. Jacob Plyman loops it high right to Wendell. Now to Botkins' logo to Jamison Meyer. Botkins spreads the floor. They send cutters. It goes into the lane to Dylan Topp. Stolen from behind by Jackson center. Well done. Here's a shot fake from the left flank. Nolan Fark almost let it go. Backed it out. 70 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Camden Reese drives. Hits a teammate deep right corner. Here's a long three ball by the Tigers. It's an air ball. Didn't catch rim. Rebound down to Botkins. 7-2 Trojans. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jamison Meyer on the dribble. Picked up 25 feet away by Fark. Now Wendell's got it. Jacob Plyman, 25 feet out, looks for Carter in the back cut, not available. We have a new player on the floor now for Botkins. Foul line, fadeaway, Carter Plyman. Oh, you can count it. 9-2 Trojans.
He is so smooth. I mean, at 6'5", he plays like a guard.
He's going to get that shot all night long, all season long, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
15, 16-foot fadeaway shot. 18 seconds to go, first quarter. 9-2 Botkins. Jackson center, deep left corner, three. Boom! bullseye. That's a big one. Oh, the Tigers needed it. The sharpshooter, Nolan Fark, 9-5. 6 seconds to go, first quarter. Carter Plyman fades, lets it go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. He banked it from 35. He banked it from 35. He'll take it. 12-5, Botkins with a run of points late in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi, a big supporter of area high school sports. We've been family-owned and operated out of Rushi for over 55 years and are currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support our growth. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger at Superior Aluminum in Rushi to discuss employment opportunities. And if you've got a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today. Discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Our radio station sponsors tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com include Germain of Sydney, new and used cars, Chroma's Funeral Home in Piqua, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire in Sydney. Jackson Center trails by 7, has the ball to start the second quarter. Tigers with it out on top. Being handled there by Camden Reese, who gets a screen 20 feet away from Regula. Down into the left corner it goes to Lucas Hartle. Baseline below the basket, a lot of contact, collision, bodies fly, defensive foul against Botkins.
Jordan Herzog picked up the foul that time. He just didn't get his, you get your foot on the end line there, you're going to get the call. If you don't, it's going to be a block every time.
Herzog, a 6'3 junior, in for Dylan Top for Botkins as we introduce play in the second period. 7-point edge, Trojans, 12-5, 40 seconds play. Weave out on top. It's Hartle. It's Camden Reese. Tigers trying to crack this Botkins defense. It's been hard to do so far. Camden Reese got away with a walk. Pitched it into the right corner to Hartle. Another travel into the paint area, but Jackson Center not called, but a loose ball. It's coughed up by the Tigers, and Botkins has got it.
Botkins is switching every ball screen, and there is nothing open right now.
The Trojans' defense has been playing like perfection the first 9 minutes plus of this game. Carter Plyman, high right, goes to Jacob, back to the basket, 15 feet away against Camden Reese. Jacob spots up, shoots the 16-footer, rattles in and out, no good, tough break. That was down below the iron and snapped out for Jacob Plyman. Jackson Center got the board and attacks. 6:26 to go in the second quarter. 12-5 Botkins. Bryson Roberts had the ball momentarily, 25 feet away, a 5'11 junior. He and Lucas Hartle will share that fifth spot in the Tigers lineup. Here's Camden Reese. High left, it's Jace Mullenauer. Starts to drive, pulls up, hemmed in by two players. Can't go. Gives it to Hartle. Crossover dribble on the arc by Camden Reese. He bobbled, and Botkins takes it away. 5:54 to go, second quarter. 7-point lead, Botkins. Carter Plyman's got the ball 30 feet out. Left corner, Jacob Plyman. They open the middle of the floor, does Botkins. Trojans feature the big men on the perimeter at the moment. Here's Jordan Herzog cutting into the lane, left it for Jacob Plyman. Soft shot, left-hand hook, 8-footer, missed it. Rebound, Jackson Center, punched away from behind, stolen by Botkins, hit midcourt. 12-5 Botkins. Jackson Center's been limited to two buckets, and we have played in this game so far nearly 11 minutes.
They have not touched the ball in the lane yet. Everything that they've touched, everything they've shot has been outside.
Botkins has barricaded that foul lane area, the top of the key. Jackson Center just cannot penetrate it one bit. Jackson Center's defense has been pretty good. Botkins with a lengthy possession here. Jamison Meyer gives it up on the play to Herzog. Looks for Carter Plyman cutting, not available. 4:48 to go, second quarter. Pace slowed down. Scoring thus at a premium. Shot fake on the arc by Jacob Plyman. Oh, here's Carter Plyman launching a fadeaway from 26 feet. It hit the back rim twice. Rebound Jackson Center. Here comes Roberts down. Stops, almost let it go, didn't. Gave it to Regula. Tigers need a bucket right now. 4:23 left, second period. Botkins 12, Jackson Center 5. Coming out to catch is Carson Regula. Regula dives into the lane, might have gotten away with a walk, got below the rim. His shot hit the underneath side of the iron. Good D by Botkins. Trojan snatched the board. Timeout called by head coach Phil Groves. 12-5. Botkins 4 to play in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Steve and Ted Services in Anna, 8315 State Route 119 West, a fine sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002. They quickly built a superb reputation for offering quality products and services at good prices. As your local Lennox dealer, we are proud to offer only the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products. We offer flexible financing, too, at Steve and Ted's in Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical expert, Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna, phone 419-628-2645. After the timeout, Jacob Plyman jacked up a three, a rebounding foul on the Trojans.
On his brother.
Foul on Carter. Jackson Center gets a reprieve. Botkins comes up empty of that possession. Jackson Center has been empty on 90% of its possession so far. Here's a herky-jerky maneuver in the post to Jackson Center. It doesn't result in a bucket, but it cleverly draws a two-shot foul. Carson Regula toes the line. And that's the second foul on whom, Chuck?
Second foul on Carter Plyman.
That's big.
Two in about 12 seconds.
Regula's got a couple at the stripe for Jackson Center. He fires it short. Camden Reese for Jackson Center scored 20 points in the two meetings combined last year between these two clubs. As I mentioned, Regula had a sparkling opening game last season. And Carson Regula misses the first free throw, shy of the mark. He pulled the string. Second one climbs up and over the front rim and through. 12-6. Botkins on top, 3:23 to go in the second quarter. Yes, you heard me right. Second period of play. Jacob Plyman high low down inside. And Carter has it blocked, taken away. Carter Plyman couldn't get it to the rim. Good defense, Jackson Center. They run the floor well. Reverse layup, Camden Reese. It hits the underneath side of the glass. Loose ball picked up on the deck by Botkins. Jackson Center missed a chance.
Boy, they did a good job defensively and then came down and got really not a very good attempt at the basket.
Here's Wendell on the arc for Botkins. Gives it up to Carter Plyman deep in the left corner. Wants to go baseline. Flips it back on the arc to top. Dribble drive, foul stripe. Carter Plyman wants to flip one up there. just gets out of the lane in time before the 3-second call. Left the ball for a teammate. 2:30 to go, second quarter. 12-6 Botkins. Overplay Jackson Center near steal. Jacob Plyman, though, has it. Left corner Wendell for a three. Way short. Rebound Carter Plyman on the arc to Jamison Meyer. He launches. He misses hard. And Jackson Center snatches the rebound. 12-6 still. Score is stuck right there. It was 12-5 for the longest time. It's now 12-6. It was 12-5 at the end of one, right, Chuck?
It was 12-5, yep.
So we played 6 minutes in the second quarter, one free throw. Unbelievable. We knew it would be low scoring. We knew points would be at a premium, far more so than ever expected. Here's Jackson Center chucking up a long three, a Hail Mary one from straight on top of the key, beyond it even, way short, barely caught iron, rebound down to Botkins. This is one of those games, Chuck, where a 9 or 10 point lead is enormous.
Oh, I think a 5-point lead might be enormous.
Jamison Meyer, left flank for Botkins. Maneuvers, tries to get a screen. Goes to Carter Plyman, back to the basket. Jamison, left corner. Pitch and catch. Dylan Top had it momentarily. Now straight on, it's Wendell into the top of the circle. Looks for the cutting Meyer, not there. Jacob Plyman, 30 feet out. 1:08 to go in the second quarter. 1 point, a single point, has been tallied in the entire second period. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break at the end of the first half. Foul line extended left. A jump shot, a fadeaway. Carter Plyman is pure. Oh, boy. It is perfect, right on the money. It tickled the twine. First goal between the two teams in the second period, 14-6 Botkins. Nolan Fark, 25 feet out. Gave it to a teammate, high right. Looks for the cutter, Carson Regula. Regula comes out to get it. He wants to force the issue, can't. Jackson simply cannot penetrate this Botkins. Tough switching man-to-man defense. It has closed off the paint area. Jackson Center cannot get in there. 17-16. Final 13 seconds of the first half. Jackson Center trails 14-6. Top of the circle, Roberts slides down the right side of the lane. Hands to Camden Reese. Missed it from 10. Loose ball, rebound, Jackson Center. Fadeaway shot, tip. Botkins has it. Here's a 70-footer. Oh, it's just to the right of the rim. Hit the backboard. Flown up there from almost the full length of the floor by Carter Plyman. First half comes to a close, and it's a football score, 14-6. You've heard that before on the gridiron. That's the sum total of points here in the first half tonight, 20. Botkins 14, Jackson Center 6. A 2-minute radio station break is upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jack and Chuck with you from Botkins. It's our opening night of boys high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. 14-6 is our halftime score. You heard me right. 14-6 at halftime here on the hardwood at Botkins. Trojans up 8 over Jackson Center. Yeah, Reman Drywall and Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfactions for homes and businesses. You will be satisfied with Reman. You'll benefit from the 20-year Reman reputation. Reman hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Reman Drywall in Anna is a call away. 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Reman way. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, AAG Inc. Not many points to talk about, Chuck.
Well, let me find the first positive thing on here. Jackson Center only turned the ball 3 times in the first half. Botkins only turned it 1 time in the first half. Botkins has a 12-10 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. Only shot 2 free throws. That was Jackson Center. They're 1 of 2. Botkins didn't shoot any. Carter Plyman outscored Jackson Center 9-6 in the first half. 3 from Jacob Plyman, 2 from Dylan Topp. They scored 12-2. You don't usually score 2 points and double the team you're playing scoring output in a quarter, but they did because Jackson Center had 3 from Fark, 2 from Hartle, a free throw from Regula. They scored 5-1, and they trail at 14-6 at the half.
Possessions are prized. It's a defensive game, no doubt about it. We figured it would be. Didn't think we'd have less than 50 points scored by the end of the fourth quarter. Only 55 tallied when the two teams played second time last year. Botkins won at 29-26, but we're headed, Chuck, for another 29-26 game.
Well, that's 20 points that Jackson has to score in the second half. They don't have any ability right now, at least in the first half, to get into the lane, to get any kind of an easy shot. Regan's got in there a couple of times, but when he goes up, there's all kinds of hands around him because they got so much length. And the threes that they're shooting, there's a lot of pressure on their shots. They've not had a real good look at a shot. On the other end, Botkins, Jackson Center, you know, is going to play good defense on you. And it's tough for a kid to have a long possession with the basketball. Sooner or later, you feel like you got to shoot it. And I think that's what Botkins ran into in the first half. They didn't go inside enough because I think they can get the ball inside and have a good scoring quarter in the third quarter.
That is our halftime report. I'm Jack with Chuck here on scoresbroadcast.com. AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie has brought you our halftime 14-6 in favor of Botkins over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glasswork, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Seconds away from the start of our third quarter between Botkins and Jackson Center. Opening night boys basketball. 14-6 is the score. You heard me correctly. 14-6. All defense. Defense way ahead of the offense. These two teams, very good defensive clubs anyway. We knew that coming in. In fact, in the little story I wrote for the Sydney Daily News, I said possessions will be prized tonight.
Absolutely. And Botkins, quite honestly, should have a bigger lead than 8 points.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Jackson Center, lucky it's within, three possessions, two threes and a two?
Yep.
Botkins has the ball to start the third quarter. Straight away with the ball, Dylan Top. He's left open, lets it fly from there, wide right, no good. Caught the glass. That was it. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Tigers with a little streak right here can put some pressure on Botkins. Let's see what adjustments Jackson Center has made offensively. Tigers rotate the ball around. It's Camden Reese straight away. Deals it high right to Lucas Hartle, back to Camden. All of this passing taking place on the perimeter for Jackson Center. Played nearly a minute, third quarter, 14-6 Botkins. Camden Reese barges to the right baseline, 12 feet away. Right now he's got Jamison Meyer on him. Big size advantage there for Jackson Center. Here's a long rainbow three by the Tigers. Wow, from way downtown it's good by Lucas Hartle. He's a young sophomore sharpshooter. 14-9, just like that, it's a 5-point game. That is the first field goal by Jackson Center since the first period, right, Chuck?
Yes. They were 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the second quarter. That's all they got.
Tigers on defense. Botkins with the ball. Foul line. Carter Plyman doesn't shoot. High right to Jaden Wendell. Looks down inside for Top. Back to the basket now. 12 feet away. Dylan Motors hand check. A little too aggressive, but Jackson Center.
Ooh, I had that the other way. So did Coach Elker. He took his arm and shoved off to get the position. I'm not sure how he comes to that foul on Jackson.
6:26 to go here in the third, and the ball is inbounded by Botkins after the foul, stolen by Jackson Center, and then kicked by the Tigers, and it rolls out of bounds to Botkins. Jackson Center got the steal, then made an error.
Mullenauer could just never get a handle on the ball, and it was rolling away from him.
Nearly 2 minutes gone here in the third, 14-9 in favor of Botkins. First team to 30, maybe even 25 wins tonight. Far left wing, it's Wendell. Ball high overhead. Now Jacob Plyman veers off the top of the circle, looks for the cutter Top. Can't find him. Now Carter Plyman, 25 feet out. Here's Jamison Meyer. Botkins offense in slow motion right now. Jackson Center dropping back down inside. Dribble drive, right corner. Botkins, ball punched away from Top, goes out of bounds off Jackson Center. 5:47 left in the third quarter. Botkins up 14-9 on Jackson Center. Biggest lead was 12-5, 7 points. High left with the ball. Dylan Top on a weave to Jamison Meyer. Can't get the shot. Oh, hits a cutter who walked 3 steps down inside. Top missed the gimme. Jamison Meyer fed him beautifully. Dealt him an ice pass. There was a walk not called. Shot not missed. I guess that was justice. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Here's a kneeing foul. Meyer of Botkins to the baseline. Did my eyes fool me, Chuck? Wasn't that a walk?
Oh, he took 3 steps. That was a walk in the NBA. That's how bad that walk was.
It's opening night for the referees, too.
It is. I think they've caught a pretty good game. They got to be nodding off a little bit, too. No offense to the pace of the game.
Exactly. 5:14 left, third quarter, 14-9 Botkins. Jackson Center throws into the post. Here's a twisting drive to the rack. It is laid up there by Fark. No good. Partially blocked. Hit the backboard. Rim came off, and Botkins has it. Botkins' defense has barricaded the paint. They've got a net around the rim. Botkins' defense like one big, giant spider web all night long. Jackson Center with 9 points. Botkins only 14. 4:48 to go in the third quarter. Botkins weaving. Dylan Top. Carter Plyman wants to drive. Baseline left. Flips it up around the edge of the backboard. Had no chance to make it, but cleverly drew a 2-shot foul.
I'm not sure with Botkins why they're not setting the Plyman's down on the block.
Exactly.
Letting them screen across. Throw the ball into the lane. And if you don't get a basket, you're probably going to get fouled. But they haven't done it all night. They keep running this perimeter stuff. I'm not sure what I'm watching.
Carter Plyman, free throw line, Jackson Center, clamped on the arm in the act of shooting, drains the first shot to make it 15-9. Yeah, we've seen hardly any back-to-the-basket play from Jacob Plyman, Carter Plyman, or Dylan Top.
Nope, and that's where their strength is.
I'm sure that will progress as the season moves along. Second free throw way short, rebound down to Jackson Center. 6-point lead here for the Botkins Trojans. Down under 4:25 to go in the third. Here's Carson Regula against Jamison Meyer. Wanted to shoot the fadeaway. Couldn't. Ball bounced baseline left. Oh, what a reverse layup by Camden Reese. Stellar shot by Camden. Woo!
Yeah, good move.
That was a dandy. He's very capable. He plays bigger than 6'3". He's got good mobility.
Great job of using the rim to block off the blockers, shot blockers from Botkins, too.
Right. He came around from the underneath side of the basket, opposite side of the rim, used it as a defender and scored. 15-11. Botkins up 4. And Botkins forecourt to her left. Jackson Center claws it loose. Scrap for a loose ball. Jackson Center whistled for a foul. Tiger Bench says, what's next? We deserve 1 hour away. Good call there by the officials, though. Well, we're 9 seconds under the halfway mark of the 8-minute third period, 15-11 in favor of Botkins. Baseline left, ball inbounded to Dylan Topp on the arc. To Wendell, back to Dylan Topp, cutting toward the rim. Fell down in the lane and made a bad pass. Threw it right to Fark, ahead to Camden Reese. Here's a right corner three by the Tigers, and it is way short by Fark. He missed a chance there to cut it to one.
That was a great look right there. That's what they wanted.
Jackson Center not shooting the rock tonight like the Tigers will as this season advances.
Oh, both these teams are going to absolutely get better.
And Carter Plyman is tipped on the wrist as he fades from 16. That was going to be a very difficult shot to make. It was a 9.5 in terms of difficulty, but Jackson Center bailed him out.
Yep, they put him on the free throw line.
3:21 to go, third quarter, 15-11 in favor of Botkins by four over Jackson Center. This Tigers team is a good shooting club. It shot the ball well last year for the most part. But it's opening night. The defense is ahead of the offenses. Free throw missed. Carter Plyman rimmed it. Herzog back on the floor for Top. Jordan Herzog, 6'3 sophomore, in there for Dylan Top for Botkins. Second free throw is dropped home. Right in there by Carter Plyman, 16-11. That restores the Trojans' 5-point lead with 3:15 left here in the third quarter. High right with the ball, Jace Mullenauer. Has Mullenauer scored yet tonight, Chuck?
Mullenauer has not scored.
Double-digit score last year. Oh, what a drive. Carson Regula, I think, was
Hartle.
Hartle, my mistake. Lucas Hartle is number three on his back. Regula five. Splendid drive there by Hartle as he sliced up Botkins' defense, penetrated the lane, scooted to the rim, and flipped it up and in off the window. Coming right back is Botkins. Backdoor cut, Jamison Meyer on the finish.
That's his first shot. They were doing a real nice job on him. He has not gotten a look from the perimeter.
Beautiful execution there, both ends of the floor. A goal each way. Jackson Center tries to retaliate. On the arc, it goes to Bryson Roberts. Deep left corner, Hartle. Hartle in traffic, coughed it up out of bounds. Jackson Center cut it to 18-15 with 2.5 to go in the third. Jamison Meyer scored a goal. Great assist set him up. That lifted Botkins to a 5-point edge. That's where we stand after the Jackson Center miscue. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. 5-point lead in favor of Botkins. Wendell on the arc, high left. Jacob Plyman catches. 25 feet away, it is Carter Plyman. And I think we've got a moving screen. It was not stationary. Good call by the referee. Foul on Botkins.
Stuck a leg out. Jackson Center on a scoring frenzy. They went from 6 to 13.
Yes, more than doubled their count for the game here in the third period alone. 5-point lead Botkins still. Minute 50 left in the third. 25 feet out. It is handled there on the play by Fark. Gives it up to Hartle straight on. Near side throw, Mullenauer. Goes baseline to Hartle, back to the basket, off balance, 10-footer, bouncing, no. I said Hartle, that was actually Nolan Fark who pumped it up there and missed it.
Tough shot. You're not going to make that very often.
Nope. Botkins has managed to induce Jackson Center into some pretty difficult shots in this game tonight. A minute 12 to go in the fourth. Carter Plyman in the left corner goes for a bounce pass. Good defense from behind, but Jackson Center. And Carter Plyman was pinched from behind. Foul. It's common.
Yeah, they called it on Roberts.
Minute 12 left in the third quarter. 18-13 is our football score. Botkins has gotten to the line far more often than Jackson Center. Jamison Meyer wanted to unload the three straight away. Didn't have the extra second to do it. Gave it up to Wendell. Now on the arc with the ball is Carter Plyman. To Jacob, to Carter. They spread the floor for him. He dribbles between the legs, goes down the right side of the paint, on the run, banks it in, and a foul called. A goal plus one. Carter Plyman is Mr. Do-It-Everything tonight.
Well, they cleared the floor. It looked like a Jason Pretty play from last year. Cleared the floor. He got around him, and they reach in and hack him. And he's got a T on the bench.
Yep. Technical foul against Jackson Center. Tigers frustrated, unable to score with any regularity tonight. Shots are not dropping, and the Tigers not pleased with the officiating. 7-point lead for the defending state champs, the Bodkins Trojans.
Well, Plyman's going to get one, then they're going to shoot two free throws for the technical, and then Bodkins is going to get the ball inbounds.
Yeah. This could really swing the game heavily in Botkin's favor. The advantage now is 7. Carter Plyman tries to complete the 3-point play. No good.
Wow, he's been kind of bricking him up there. He is 2 for 5 now.
Botkin's has missed several free throws. This could be a double-digit lead easily. Jamison Meyer to shoot the text. It's good. One more coming. 21-13 in favor of Botkin's.
Yeah, Plyman had shot all the free throws up to these two.
Jamison Meyer cans both. 22-13, biggest lead in this game.
And one of the other things after a technical is nobody on the coaching staff is allowed to stand up during play. You got to stay seated now.
6 straight points for Botkins. I think I said it was once a 3-point game, 18-15. It was 16-13. Yep, in favor of Botkins, but 3 there about 2 minutes ago.
And Jackson had a possession.
Yeah. Since then, 6 straight for Botkins, 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Carter Plyman on the arc. Gave it up to Jacob. Let's see if Jacob goes down inside and posts up here. Under a half minute left, third quarter, 22-13 Botkins. And Jacob Plyman holds it 30 feet out. No one guards him within several feet, so the count is not on. Coming out to catch, Carter Plyman on a weave to Herzog. We got a body foul, but Jackson Center, right when the handoff was made to Herzog.
I think one of the problems that the Jackson coaches are looking at is the team fouls are now, I think it's going to be 9-2.
7 team foul difference here in the second half. Jackson Center's tried to play physical at the defensive end, deny passes, a little too much reaching. Perhaps a couple of fouls could have been ignored. That one right there, maybe. And at the stripe with the 1-1 is Herzog for Botkins, and he connects, and the lead is swollen out of 10. 23-13. 9 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second shot, lofted up there by Jordan Herzog. He's got it. 24-13, Botkins. Here comes Jackson Center down the floor. It's fumbled by Hartle at midcourt. He lost it. Picked up on the play by Botkins. All the way to the rim. It's good. And a foul called. Was that Carter Plyman, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
Carter Plyman got the loose ball. It was coughed up at Jackson Center, which, in a frenzy, tried to hustle down the floor and get the last hoop of the third period. But the mistake turned it over to Botkins, and away went Carter Plyman. It was sort of a half dunk, half layup. He rolled it in, and a foul was called on Jackson Center. Now the half of the floor to our left has been cleared for the free throw. Another tech.
They teed up Carter Plyman.
Oh.
So we're going to shoot 1 free throw,
maybe,
and then they're going to go shoot 2 at the other. But the bad part about that is at 0.3 seconds, that's not when you want the ball back in bounds.
Right. Maybe Carter a little unsportsmanlike in his celebration.
I'm not sure. He walked over to the sideline. I think he was high-fiving kids in the bleachers. I see nothing wrong with that as long as he wasn't taunting anybody from Jackson.
And the referees took objection to it. Free throw by Carter Plyman hung on the rim, fell through. 27-13 Botkins. Jackson Center with a couple of technical shots here. It is up off the back rim. It goes way up in the air and comes down right through for Jace Mullenauer. Second shot, Jace, too hard. 27-14. This was a 16-13 game 2.5 minutes ago. A run of 11-1 by Botkins. 0.3 to go. Jackson Center inbounds. Long, long, high, arching 60-footer. Wouldn't have counted had it gone. Third quarter closes. We'll keep it right here for LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, the founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Folks, we could not have gotten off the ground had it not been for LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal was born in L.A., California. That's the name LaCal. Moved to Jackson Center in the early 1980s. And we thank all the staff and associates at LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Tell you what, we simply couldn't have gotten started. We were conceived thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Mary Lee Smock, thank you so, so much. So pleased to be a part of this partnership with LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which tonight highlights our seniors on the floor for these two teams. Carson Regula for Jackson Center, a senior. Xavier Esser, Ryan Saylor. 1, 2, 3 total seniors for Jackson Center, a very young club. For Botkins, the seniors, Jamison Meyer, Jack Dietz, Jaden Wendell, Dylan Topp, Cole Steinke, Elijah Stewart, and Jacob Plyman, the 12th graders. Roger Dietrich, the vice president at LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Mary Lee Smock, a controller. I think I've got their titles right. They may have been modified slightly, but those two folks, all the staff and associates, really helped us get off the ground back in 2006 and 7. So we owe a big thank you to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Early stage, fourth quarter of the game. Mullenauer sizes up a three, a deep one, right corner. It is good. He's got it. And Jackson Center hits a triple to make it 27-17. We started the fourth quarter with Botkins up for 13 points, 27-14.
That was Esser, 13.
Botkins, forecourt left. My mistake, Chuck. Wrong shooter.
Yep, Esser made that.
Xavier Esser in off the bench, 13, not 12. Jace Mullenauer, as we try to size up these players for the first time this year. We're way up in the rafters here tonight. A little difficult to see. Here's a driving layup for Botkins. It's missed. It's no good. Jackson Center's got the rebound. Botkins swiped it away, but Botkins slapped down on the arm in so doing. Jackson Center now poised to make a run. 27-17 our score, 6:51 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Rushi leads Loramie 20-12 at the half, so they've got a real barn burner going there too.
They've scored a few more points than we have. Not many more though. Here is Jackson Center whipping the ball around the arc. It's Camden Reese. And highlighting our LaCal Equipment seniors for Jackson Center, I just got through mentioning Xavier Esser. Good timing. He dropped home a long three ball. The lead, though, still 10 for Botkins. 6:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center needs to ramp up its offense. 25 feet away, handled on the arc by Bryson Roberts. Here's a baseline drive at Jackson Center. Ball thrown opposite below the basket, and it is deflected out of bounds by Botkins. Trojans seem to have arms, hands, fingertips everywhere. Below the rim to the right, Jackson Center is inbounding. It's fired in play by Nolan Fark into the corner. Here's an overthrow by Jackson Center. Loose ball, though. Camden Reese gobbles it up. 6 minutes left in the game. Lengthy possession for the Tigers without scoring. Shot fake by Roberts inside the arc. Spin move, doesn't let it go. Handoff on the play to Fark. Into the post it goes. Now to Regula straight away. Here's a fall-away 17-footer by Regula. Hit the back brace, long board to Herzog of Botkins. There's a lid on it for Jackson Center. The Tigers simply can't find the range. 5.5 to go in the game. 10-point contest. 9 team fouls in Jackson Center. Botkins is in the double bonus for the last 5.5 minutes plus. Botkins spreads the floor. Jacob Plyman's got it 30 feet away. Gives it up to Jamison Meyer. Meyer on the bounce. on the bounce, I should say. High right, it goes to Dylan Top. Here's Herzog penetrating, goes below the foul line, flips it back out to Wendell. That at top, handoff to Jamison Meyer. Meyer picked up 25 feet out on the floor by Fark. High left, it's Plyman. Deep left corner, handled there on the play by Dylan Top. Dribbles between the legs, goes back to Jacob Plyman, 4:46 to go. Botkins playing keep away, leading by 10. Jamison Meyer, 30 feet out. Had a lane to drive through, didn't take advantage. Fed it to midcourt. Carter Plyman as it popped away. Good steal by Jackson Center. Well done to Camden Reese. 4:28 to go in the game. Tigers down 10. They need a bucket in the worst way right here. Nolan Fark veers off to the right. Sends it back out on top to a teammate. Here's a three-point try. Straight away, long one way short. And Botkins gets the easy rebound. That was regular. He's got good range. That one might have been a step out of his range as he was backing up as he let it fly. Here's Botkins, little pick and roll. Ball dumped at the rim, but wipe it off the board. Foul way before. And the officials confer. And the clock is stopped. 3:58 to go, fourth quarter. 27-17 in favor of Botkins. And here are those two free throws, double bonus, I spoke about a minute ago. Going to be real tough to catch Botkins, which will shoot two at the stripe every trip there the rest of the way. Jacob Plyman softly tosses home the free one. 28-17, Botkins.
8-11 from the line for the Trojans. 2-4 for Jackson Center.
That's a difference. And Botkins will no doubt get fouled often the rest of this contest. Jacob Plyman knocks down a couple of free throws, calmly sending them through the net. Swished each one, dead center. Lead is 12 for Botkins, 29-17. 3:46 to go. 30 feet away, Lucas Hartle. On the weave, Camden Reese has an avenue down the lane to the rim. Loops it up on the run. He's hacked on the arm, and Camden Reese gets two. Some Bronx cheers from the Tiger faithful down below.
That's three on Jacob Plyman. Not enough time left, but I think that's going to make a big difference.
Right.
He hasn't scored much tonight, but I'll tell you what, he's been just a monster defensively down at the other end.
Camden Reese connects on the free throw to make it a 29-18 game. 29-18. Second shot, Camden Reese rolling around, coming off. Rebound down to Jacob Plyman and Botkins, which is up 11. And we're down to 3:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. 3:34 remaining. Botkins on the bounce near midcourt. Clock winding down. 11-point bull. Jamison Myers got a lane. Drives right down the paint. Ooh. And he laid it up there. Blocked off the backboard by Jackson Center. Run out the other way. A goaltend was missed. The rebound shot is good. I don't know if that was Jace Mullenauer on the follow.
Fark.
It was Nolan Fark. It might have been Mullenauer who missed the first one. Fark got the stick back. Goaltending clearly blown by the officials. But Jackson Center got the 2 points anyway. Tigers get a timeout. 29-20. Last 3 minutes of this game. Botkins up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Well, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness does it all, and they do it very well, too. And I might add, a new form of COVID testing is available at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. It is using a lab. Insurance will cover it. I'm not sure if it's available immediately right now, but it will be on board right away very, very soon. That's at Jackson Center, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, and delivery to Botkins and Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Well, Botkins has the ball, up 9, 2:42 left in this game. Jackson Center, Scott Elkert, head coach, had called a timeout to set up a good defense against Botkins on this possession. Jackson Center did not steal the inbounds pass, but drew a charge right here. Carter Plamen went barreling down the right side of the lane, and he ran over a Tiger.
Ran over Fark. Nolan Fark. That's a guy, I mean, that would have been me complaining because it was directly under the basket. But since there's no arc, it was a charge.
Yep. There was no arc, so Fark.
The Fark got the play.
He drew the charge. 29-20, Jackson Center can make it interesting with a three ball right here. A near tie-up. Botkins plays it loose. Jackson Center touches it, and it goes out of bounds to Botkins. That's a big, big turnover.
Absolutely. They need to get the score down, and it's still 9 points. You've scored 20 for the entire game. It's hard to make up 9 points in 2:19, and that's keeping Botkins from scoring.
For sure. 2:16, 2:15. Late in the fourth, 29-20, Botkins up 9. Wendell on the arc, drives baseline for Botkins, nearly walked, tries a fadeaway, and we've got a timeout from Botkins head coach Phil Groves. 2:07 to go, Botkins up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, I did not think we'd make it to 29, which was the total output for the winner in the second meeting last year between these two. Botkins won at 29-26. It's 29-20 now. Just over two to play in the fourth quarter. Botkins inbounds. It's Jameis Meyer out of the arc. Ball popped in the air by Jackson Center, which reaches in and grabs the arm of Jamison, who's at the stripe for two. Xavier Esther picked up the foul, nearly came away with the takeaway.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make the effort. Meyer, not the one you want to send to the free throw line, but
boom,
you didn't have any choice.
He puts it through. Dead center. Jamison Meyer, fine shooter, drains the foul shot. Second one upcoming, on the way, yes. And Botkins is going to pull away and win this game at the stripe, more than likely. Up 11, that was the 12th foul on Jackson Center this half. 31-20, a minute 54 to go. Jackson Center, long three, left corner. It is in, it is out. Wow, Mullenauer shooting in tough luck. That was below the rim, down in the cylinder, Chuck, and somehow or other, it snapped out of there. Here's Botkins under pressure into the forecourt to her left. Head coach Phil Groves gets a timeout. Minute 40 to go in the fourth, 31-20 in favor of Botkins. Last score we had was Rushi leading Fort Loramie 20-12
at the half.
At halftime. Yeah. Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a new location in Greenville. That's right, at 418 South Broadway by appointment. Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville. 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yinks at 330-324-3984. 330-524-3984. Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center, of course, at 112 East Pike. 20% off DeWalt tools and products through December 10th. That's a bargain. 11% off cabinets. Solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. 17 colors and styles to choose from. Two locations, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, and at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Like us on Facebook. White Shaker cabinets available within 3 days. Here's Jackson Center pressing all over the floor. Botkins spreads the floor and then shakes a man loose down the lane. Ball lobbed on the plate. Is that Dylan Topp who caught it near the rim?
Yep, got to shoot two.
Yep. Dylan Topp and Carter Flyman look a lot alike in stature. Free throw, Dylan, no good off the back iron. Dylan Topp broke loose down low in the right, caught it. As Jackson Center was double-teaming all over the court, Dylan Topp misses both free throws, each one way too hard. Jackson Center down 11. Here's a drive down the lane. Oh, a Dipsy Doo maneuver. Shot no good. Hit high off the backboard. Fark missed it. Stick back up and in. Alertly to Jackson Center.
They're giving that to Camden Reese.
Camden Reese went up with a teammate. Give it to Camden. Follow up on the attempted drive, and it's 31-22. Botkins in the lead by 9. And scoreboard clock is counting down from 15 seconds to zero before registering the actual time left here in the fourth quarter.
Got to be about a minute and a half at the most.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, securecom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Thanks as well to Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna, Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, and the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Well, Jackson Center and Botkins exchange turnovers, and then Botkins gets a run out down the floor. Jamison Myers, high toss near the rim, is bobbled, dropped. Jackson Center gets it back, and the Tigers throw it away. Four turnovers in about 15 seconds, two each way. Finally, a foul called. It has gotten sloppy down the stretch. To say the defenses are ahead of the offenses, Chuck, is a grand understatement.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of thought, I mean, even with all the firepower that both these teams have, they're just better defensively.
Right. And both clubs' defenses have overpowered the other's offense. Simply put, Carter Plyman was a one-man gang for Botkins tonight. Jackson Center couldn't slow him down.
He's got 17 now.
Of the 32.
Yep, I think 6 is the next best. That's Meyer all in the second half.
Well, Botkins sinks a free throw to make it 33-22. Both of them dropped home by Carter Plyman. First one made it 32-22. Second one pushed it out to 11. Dribble drive, Jackson Center into the lane. Fadeaway shot. Nifty little maneuver on the play by Lucas Hartle. It rim came out. Foul called against Botkins, and Jackson Center will shoot.
I think before the season is over,
yes,
people in Jackson Center are going to like Hartle.
Oh, I like the sophomore Lucas Hartle. Foul shot good. And I tell you what, there are going to be nights when Jackson Center has got scoring from every position on the floor. These young men can all shoot. It didn't happen tonight. But there are going to be evenings when Jackson Center scores 60 to 70 points. And all five young men on the court who start are going to have 12 to 15 apiece.
Yeah. I mean, the problem they have is no real size.
Yep.
So they can't really play an inside game, but they're not going to play teams that play defense and have the length every night that Botkins has. So I think you're right. I think they're, offensively they're just going to get better.
No
this
doubt.
This is a tough team to open with.
Yes, and head coach Scott Elkert has said to me now twice in 2 years before this game, daggone it, the rotation is such, I've got to open with Botkins, not only last year, but this year too. That rotation will switch up next season. It happens for 2 years in succession, then gets altered.
Didn't they play Anna second? Is that who they play?
Yep.
And Anna last year was a juggernaut too.
Yep. Well, Hartle makes two free throws to our right, then Botkins is fouled. Trojans drop in one of two.
Jacob Plyman.
Jacob Plyman hits to make it 34-24. 10-point lead Botkins. Under a half minute to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a drive to the rim. Missed by Jackson Center. Loose ball rebound. Botkins timeout called. 27.6 to go here in the fourth. And Botkins is on top at 10. Thanks so much to our Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Have we heard from the Jewelry Barn tonight, Chuck?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We will display our upcoming schedule, which does include Botkins Anna Girls on Tuesday at Anna. A tip-off approximately 7:30, airtime right around 7 o'clock. Now, depending on the flow of JV games, these varsity tilts could start as early as 7:15, meaning we might be on the air as early as 6:55, maybe as late as 7:10 or 7:15 as we were before the Fort Loramie-Rushi girls game the other night. So anytime between 6:55 and 7:15, we'll be coming on the air for our boys and girls high school basketball broadcast. 18 seconds left. Botkins throws it 60 feet down the floor. Loose ball knocked away. Jackson Center's got it. Camden Reese pulls up. 12-footer blocked by Plyman. Jacob Plyman crammed it, took it away. And that's the story right there in a nutshell. The Botkins size just too much for Jackson Center in this game tonight. Eventually, Jackson Center bounced the ball off the leg of a Botkins player with 4.8 to go and the spread at 10. Here's a deep three, right corner, way short to Jackson Center, and that's it. This was a 16-13 game with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Center, in fact, had a possession after that to make it even tighter, but then Botkins went away and hid. Trojans made a living at the foul line in the second half. They got to the double bonus quickly. They were in the double bonus with almost the entire fourth quarter left. And Botkins wins it to 10. Carter Plyman had at least half the points for the Trojans in this game tonight. We've got a two-minute break upcoming. It's a two-minute radio station break. 34-24, Botkins over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
I am Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Botkins. Botkins wins by 10 over Jackson Center to kick off our coverage of boys high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, whose sponsors tonight were Germain of Sydney, new and used cars, Cromas Funeral Home in Piqua, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and our Clancy stars of the game. Jackson Center, nobody in double figures. Botkins got, I said, about half the points. Half the 34 from Carter Plyman. It was close.
He had 18.
Okay.
He, yeah, but being there, rebounding was 22 to 18. Turnovers, 9 and 10. Free throw line, 14 of 20 for the Trojans, 5 of 8 for Jackson Center. Individual scoring for the Trojans, like I said, Jake or Carter Plyman at 18, then you drop down to 6 for Jamison Meyer and 6 for Jacob Plyman. On the other side, Lucas Hartle getting his first start as a varsity player at 9, and they got 5 from Fark and 5 from Camden Reese and 4 from Xavier Essert. Jace Mullenhaus did not score for them. That's not going to happen very often.
Wow, Jace Mullenhauer held on our scoreless in this game tonight. Jackson Center just 24. The points will come, that's for sure. Botkins, just a real tough foe to open up with. Yeah. Defending state champs in D4 with the size back. The size returned in Carter and Jacob Plyman. Free throws the difference. 9 more at the stripe for Botkins than Jackson.
In a 10-point game. Yep. Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Turnovers were real close. Clancy's players of the game, pretty obvious. Carter Plyman for the Trojans and Lucas Hartle for Jackson Center.
Yeah, Lucas Hartle, a fine-looking sophomore for sure. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Frank Cardo, one of the greatest high school basketball players that I've seen in all my years of coaching, is standing up here shaking our hands now.
As we return to the air here at the Botkins Gym, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Chuck, you were running down some scores there during the commercial break. Highlights for us?
Let me get back to it. Lehman won 56-27. Anna beat New Knoxville 73-42. Spencerville beat Minster 52-43. And the last score we had was 20-12 on Rushi and Lormy. I've got nothing new. I think Joe fell asleep.
Don't forget now, we've got girls action for you on Tuesday night. It is Bodkins at Anna girls basketball Tuesday night. Tip approximately 7:30. Airtime around 7 o'clock. Everything could be sooner than that.
Anna.
And then 1 week from tonight, it is Bodkins at Anna boys. So Bodkins, Anna girls on Tuesday. Bodkins, Anna boys on Friday night, 1 week from this evening. And stay in touch with our website. We'll keep you updated. But our next two contests, Bodkins and Anna, girls on Tuesday, boys next Friday at Anna. And the Bodkins Trojans go to 1-0 in Shelby County League play and on the season. Jackson Center hosts Fort Loramie next Friday in league action. And the race really starts to heat up, that's for sure. That one league game we failed to mention tonight, Houston was playing Fairlawn. Anna was the club in the Shelby County League idle in league play, although Anna did rout New Knoxville in a non-league contest.
I had a 21-16 Fairlawn lead at halftime over Houston.
Okay.
Haven't gotten anything new from that.
And
so.
no final on Fort Loramie Rushi
no.
Boys at Fort Loramie. So for our radio audience on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM and for our online audience on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. This is Jack Kramer for Chuck McBee on Stats, Color, and On-Site Engineering saying good night from here at Bodkins. Opening night of boys high school basketball, and the defending state champs in D4, the Bodkins Trojans, are victorious 34-24 over Jackson Center. Good night, everyone.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.